The cheeky first floor. Lin led the boys on a ring around the first floor. This floor was the most normal floor. It had the reception room, a sewing fix-it-up-quick room, the kitchen, and the main dining area. The reception room, according to Lin, was where the children could meet with prospective adoptive parents who dropped by the house a little too infrequently for the most needy among them, the ones still sunk in the mud of their loss. The dining room held an enormously long wooden table that seemed to go on and on and on and was lined with chairs of every height and boost and protected plastic covering for the very youngest ones. The table had clearly seen a lot of love, stained and spotted and pockmarked as it was. Every notch held memories of children past, and the Tangerine House had seen a lot of children. Mrs. Wobbles says this table is the peak of cheek, explained Lin. To the boy's blank stare, she added, you know, being cheeky, kind of like when you sass back, but you're too cute to get in much trouble for it.
I don't think we're that cute, whispered Leroy, to which his brother replied with a loving smack on the back of his head.
Connected to this room by a swinging door, the kitchen seemed big enough to be the galley for a naval ship. A tremendous oven along the back wall would fit well into any elementary school cafeteria, or somewhere else where ravenous mouth feeds, like a fire station or an army barracks. There was one bedroom on the first floor, and since it was easily accessible without stairs, the boy in the wheelchair took it.